This is Dina Marie, and whether it's Advent or Lent, Christmas or Easter, you are always going to find a place, a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton. I'm excited to have Sister Anne Marie with me once again to share a little bit about, we are pilgrims of hope, and our Holy Father has invited us in this Jubilee year to really reflect on what does it mean to have hope? Where is that going to lead us? And we pray it's going to lead us right into the heart of Jesus Christ through the loving arms of Mary. Sister Anne Marie, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you again.
I love the sisters' motto for Our Lady of Peace Retreat, a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit. And
Yes.
it really is. I mean, right when you turn onto the grounds of Our Lady of Peace Retreat, I think you feel something different. You see a place of beauty, a place of peace, and the garden and Our Lady and our Lord. Talk a little bit about that theme, a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit.
Many years ago, we had a group of people come and join us to just talk about the needs of Our Lady of Peace Retreat House. What can we do for the present, the future? Where are we going? And one of our men, who actually is our printer, he just all of a sudden came up with, "Oh, you're a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit." I was like, ta-da, that was it. And it really is a place like that. People will come and grow where they want to and need to grow. I've been learning more about intercessory prayer and how when people come here, the sisters are praying for all of our retreats, whether it's a day retreat, whether it's a weekend retreat or a group, whatever. We're always praying and intercessing to God that these people, these men, women, youth, whomever they are, will reach and hear God's word while they are here with us and then be able to take it to go forward. That's one thing we really wanted also to increase in our theme, but it was too many words. But our goal is to pray with you, to grow with you, and for you to take that and take it out to the world. I mean, we're all missionaries in our own little way, and coming to Our Lady of Peace Retreat, whether in silence, whether in conferences, that is our goal, to help you become missionaries where you are today.
Sister Anne Marie is a Franciscan missionary sister of Our Lady of Sorrows. That's the community that operates this beautiful retreat ministry here in the Archdiocese of Portland, touches us here in the state of Washington as well. People come from all over to come on retreat. There's usually at least one men's silent retreat a year, two
Yes.
women's silent retreats, and then we've got day retreats, whether it's Advent or Ash Wednesday or All Saints Day. There's special times for people to come. And then for groups, your parish, your prayer group, your particular community want to come on retreat. This is the place to come. What role does silence play, Sister Anne Marie? We hear about this quiet place, a place to be still. How does silence become part of a retreat?
Silence is one of the best parts because we don't realize how much noise we are in every day. I mean, cars going by, reading the newspaper, all that, the computers on, lights, traffic, just radios in the background. That all draws us away from what we really need to do at times, and that is just to stop and listen. This gives us a chance to listen to God in our own heart. And it's hard sometimes because when we do get rid of all the noise, we begin to see ourselves as God sees us. And we begin more and more and more to really acknowledge ourselves, acknowledge our relationship with God, or acknowledge how God sees us and how we see God. And so silence is very important. It's just there's so many books about silence. You hear so many saints who were silent and never spoke, or how holy they were. And silence does that for you. It's amazing. We even on our own community, we have special times throughout the day that it's silent. That because we know we need that. We know we need that to grow closer to God, to grow closer to each other. So your silence sometimes is really hard. We have on a weekend retreat when it's a silent women's retreat. Women will come and they're really kind of scared. How am I going to be silent? Well, once they get into the silent by Sunday afternoon, they don't want to go home because they're beginning to learn that there is something special and something healing about the silence that we all need. Take more time to read a book, take more time just to sit and ponder, take more time to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament. In silence, we grow and we hear God more clearly. We still have busy days and we can still talk to God all the way through the day, but in taking that time of silence, it's really wonderful. In fact, I know it's being really encouraged now for everyone, somehow, some way, just either at 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just sit down and keep silence. If they can, go to a church in front of the Blessed Sacrament and grow. And you grow in it. Archbishop Sheen, he would always have a holy hour. And there were so many times he'd go have his holy hour and he'd sleep the whole time, but he was in the presence of God. And so that's what silence does. It really helps us to mature, to grow. It's very humbling sometimes because we see things we don't like to, and yet we want to be the fullest in God's eyes, and we want to be the fullest to serve where we need to serve.
We're talking with Sister Anne Marie over at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening right now, and if maybe you've never been to Our Lady of Peace Retreat, here's the invitation to come. Come for the day, come take a peek. They have a beautiful bookstore, a gift shop. If you're looking for maybe that one spiritual book, maybe that one Bible for Bible in a Year podcast, that rosary, that beautiful monk chocolate that they have. I mean, they have so many great things there at Our Lady of Peace. OLPretreat.org is the website. You can get tons of information and the schedule of all the different retreats and activities throughout the year so you can be involved and take advantage of that. You mentioned hope, Sister Anne Marie, and we are in this time as pilgrims of hope. And as you think about that hope, that virtue, how is that part of going on a retreat, renewing our faith is that presence of hope.
Yes, hope is kind of a hard word for me to explain, that faith, love. But to hope is not just to say, okay, I hope you're going to give it to me, God, I'll wait. But it's putting our trust in God. It's saying that we are here present with you, Lord, and we are hoping that we know you will provide for us. And so that on a retreat is very important because you're opening yourself up, you're being quiet, you're reading, you're praying, and you're putting, giving yourself to the hands of God to be in his love and to be hope filled. And that is what we are called to do. So this year of hope, there's a lot to really see, to see that the future is there, the present is there, and to grow closer to God. It's not just, I hope I will win the lottery, or I hope I will get a bicycle for Christmas. It's a hope that we will be part of God, is one of the theological virtues, growing closer to God in hope. And so it's very important on a retreat to take the time to pray about hope. Again, so much reading, I think that's something that's really important. We don't give ourselves enough chance to do today is to read. There's so many wonderful books. So many good podcasts today. Oh my gosh, I kept running into new ones. And there's a great program. We have Modern Day Radio in our Portland. We also have the Hollow program, all different kinds of programs that can help us grow so that we can learn more and learn more about hope and how hope can affect our lives and the lives of others.
Well, inviting you to rekindle your spirit at Our Lady of Peace Retreat. One of the great opportunities that's coming up this year, which we're excited about, is the Summer Institute. And I want to spend some time in a bit to talk more about that because it gives us a little extended opportunity to come on retreat, to come and soak into what does our faith teach us? And then how do I live that out? How do I really grow in that faith? And sister, I want to ask you just for those who might be, I'm not sure if I want to go on a retreat. I'm a little afraid. Maybe I'm a little timid about taking this time away. What would be your encouragement to go on your first retreat?
The encouragement I give is that you need to take care of yourself so that you can give others the best you are. And for mothers, if they're worried about their children eating, put a whole bunch of frozen dinners in the freezer and just go, because you need to take care of yourself first. It's so hard some days that, you've got to serve this person, you're raising a family, you're teaching, whatever you're doing, it's constantly giving, giving, giving. You have to take time to hear yourself. Look at what Jesus did. He walked to the mountain to pray. And so we need to do that so that we can build our own spirit, build our own holiness, build our own hope and faith so that we can go back and serve better. And that's why we encourage a yearly retreat. We take care of our cars, don't we? Put gas in it, make sure this tuned and everything. Well, we got to take care of ourselves also so that we can give the best. So that's why I think coming on a retreat on a regular basis really helps you personally, helps your family, your work, or wherever you are in life.
Absolutely, to grow in our faith and to take that time. Sister Anne Marie Warren is with us from the Sisters at Our Lady of Peace retreat. I do want to talk more about that Summer Institute, sister, but we are right at the break. So stay with me. We'll continue our conversation about rekindling our spirit in the next half hour. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Sister Anne Marie at Our Lady of Peace retreat in Beaverton, part of the community. The Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows is there, and we hope that you've had an opportunity to go on retreat. We've talked about this beautiful theme, a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit, and we all need to rekindle our spirit. Sister Anne Marie, you mentioned before we took the break, sometimes we just forget about taking care of ourselves. We're so
Yes.
focused on others, which of course Jesus calls us to serve. But if we're not healed, if we don't have that energy because we're running ourselves ragged, we can't do good for others. Tell us a little bit about just what we can experience on going on a retreat. What are some of the different things that happen during that maybe 24 to 72 hours of just being away from our daily duties and putting ourselves 100% in the care of God?
Well, first of all, when you come, you got to realize you don't have to cook or do dishes or anything like that. We provide meals for you. We provide conferences. A priest or maybe even a sister might be giving a conference to everybody at a certain time. Then there's time for reflection, for prayer, always time for confession, for spiritual direction, time just to be able to walk around, time to sleep. Sometimes that's what a person really needs, to be able to sleep in a very safe and quiet atmosphere. And everybody on a silent retreat, you're cordial to everybody, but you're just quiet and enjoying the peacefulness. And at meals, we put on some beautiful music so you can eat slowly. There's no rush or anything like that, which is a great treat for a lot of people. So the atmosphere itself is very peaceful. When you come into our grounds, as you were saying, it's just all of a sudden it's peaceful. We had to build a wall many years ago because they widened our road in. Actually, the wall has been one of the best things because it really gives you an, all of a sudden you're separated from the world. And it's just a great time to get away. You know your family's safe. In fact, in my introduction, I always say, if anybody has trouble with their cell phones, they can give it to me, and I would give it back to them at the end of the retreat because it's amazing what we can let go of. There are emergencies, yes, but it's amazing what we can let go of and how we can survive without certain things that we think we have to have, like a cell phone, or you've got to make sure you know what's happening in the next newscast. You can let go, and you'll find out how happy you are.
Wow. And you do get transformed. I think when people come from a Friday night and then it's Sunday afternoon and they're just getting ready to leave, like you said, they don't want to leave. The
Right. They really
transformation.
enjoy it. Yes, it's a wonderful time. And again, like I said, we encourage people to come back. We have people who come back twice a year, sometimes three times a year, and they can come on their own too. It doesn't have to be just on a weekend. Depending on where the schedule is, people can come and just make a private retreat where we'll provide the meals, and the rest of the time is on their own in their room, in the chapel, walking around our beautiful grounds. It's their time to really heal and to go closer to God.
Absolutely. Sister Anne Marie with us at Our Lady of Peace retreat. The schedule for the upcoming retreats, whether it's a day retreat, the weekend retreat, other groups that are having retreats, and sometimes you can join in on those retreats as well as the sisters hosted ones. You just go to olpretreat.org or you can give the office a call and they would be happy to talk with you. The Summer Institute, now this is going to be the 51st Summer Institute. I mean, that is
Yes,
amazing. The
it is.
opportunities for this during the summer season. Most people are maybe taking a break, particularly if they're in education, they're students, they're teachers, they're in academics, and this is a week long, or you can be a day commuter and take advantage of what's happening. But give us a little description, Sister Anne Marie, of this mission of this Summer Institute that the sisters will host in the middle of July.
What's beautiful about it is that we really consider it a spiritual educational retreat. And so there are classes for you to come to learn, to grow in your faith. There's time for prayer. There's time for camaraderie with the people who will come from all over. You enjoy your meals with them. We have adoration. We have daily mass. It's just a time to really get away, a time to grow in your faith. We don't have a regular program where you get certificates or anything like that, but it's like ongoing education. Our theme this year is Who Do You Say That I Am? And all of our speakers will be talking about that theme. They'll be bringing in their own personal experiences. And so, and every year we have a different theme. So it's just kind of like, where is God calling you? But it's a wonderful time. You don't have to be highly educated. You can come and sit and pray and listen. Some people bring their little knitting along while they're listening to the speakers. There's plenty of time to ask questions. And then in the evening, we have a special evening lecture series because we know some people are not able to come during the day. So we have that, and we have our speakers give a special talk. There's discussion time. There's refreshments. That's the thing about Our Lady of Peace retreat. You will always find food. Our sisters are extremely hospitable. And so we want to make everybody feel comfortable. But being an educational and a spiritual retreat, putting the two together, I think is the best combination we can have.
Well, it really is. And I think what's beautiful this year is I know that you wanted to keep a connection with the Franciscan roots of your community.
Yes.
And we have Father Dan Petit, who is a Franciscan friar. We've been able to have him on Modern Day Radio almost on a monthly basis to share. His great aunt was a member of your religious community, so he has a special
Yes.
love for the Franciscan sisters there. He's coming. And then another teacher from a professor from Franciscan University, Sister Johanna. I'm excited to have these connections from the Franciscans here this year for the Summer
Yes.
Institute.
Yes, it's going to be really good, and we're going to keep looking for that. If we really don't have many Franciscans in our area besides ourselves, and the Reparation Sisters have a Franciscan spirituality, and the Franciscans of the Eucharist. But to have like priests and brothers around here, we still miss that. So we try to bring them in where we can for retreats and especially for the Summer Institute. There's a special charism about the Franciscan. It's very simple and yet it's very deep and profound.
Yeah, I think people will find that out. And I want to encourage people to consider coming for the week as a resident. You come on a Sunday evening, you stay through the week, and the final two talks are on Friday. And then you have that lunch together to kind of close up the week. Or if people can come just for the day, you live in the area, you can pop in for the classes, take advantage of the lunch. There's a day commuter rate. Or maybe I just want to hear Father Dan Petit's talks and I want to come because I have that time scheduled in my summer break. We can work with you on the schedule of coming to stay for a few days, stay for the evening lectures. Those are going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening from 7:15 to 9:15, different talks, which are going to be amazing. And I think, wow, we're going to really have a great time. The dates are July 14th, which is the Sunday, through the 18th of this year, and an opportunity. This is a good time to plan ahead. You're planning your spring break, you're planning your summer vacation. Well, how about I always like to say, sister, take a praycation. Take a
Hey,
praycation.
I
So
like
instead of a
that.
vacation, spend that time with the Lord at Our Lady of Peace retreat. And the schedule is posted on our website at olpretreat.org. Sister, before we close, I just want to invite you to just really share with our listeners the importance of prayer. You started off by mentioning, every day the sisters are praying for us, praying for the community, praying for the world, but how important it is for us to have a commitment to prayer.
Prayer brings us so much closer to God, and it's amazing how peaceful prayer can be for all of us. And it's very important to make it a part of us. It's very important that we learn to, as we're walking down the hall, learn how to talk to Jesus. Say, okay, Jesus, help me. When I get up in the morning, when I put my shoes on, please help me write the steps that I take today that I may use them wisely. When I'm washing my face or my hands, I pray about the things that I know what will I will be presenting. So prayer, in essence, is a in the catechism is a lifting up of our minds and our hearts to God. And what's nice is that we know we're lifting them up to God, and He's actually receiving it. He's actually taking it, and He's responding. All prayers are answered. Again, intercessory prayer that I'm learning about and I'm talking about a little bit more earlier today. Prayer is an answer. Prayer is real. People say, well, let me pray about it. Well, God willing, they will take time to pray about it and to work on the situation. It's not an escape. It's not a way to think, well, I've just got to be a good person. I can't have my opinion or anything like that. No, we have our opinions, but we do need to trust in God and the Holy Spirit to guide us. Remember Monica, she never stopped praying. And that's what we're asked to do also, to truly trust in God. We will find peace. It's amazing, a peace that only God can give. That when we pray and we trust in Him and turn everything over to Him, that is our peace.
That is our peace. And you can find a little bit of that peace at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House, a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit. And sister, with that, would you help us to close this time in prayer for our listeners, please?
Sure, in the name of the Father and the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. O Holy Spirit, open our hearts and our minds that we will receive you at all times, that we will be able to take what you teach us and give it to all. Amen.
Amen.
The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Anne Marie. Have a blessed day, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Our Lady of Peace Retreat.
Right. God bless you. Bye.